Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. How would you like something quite different for this episode of How to Matter? I have a story for you. This particular story is about 11 minutes and focuses on two junior detectives. At first, you may think the story is trivial, maybe even trite, but I think if you give it some thought, you'll find that there are a couple of important life lessons we might all take to heart, junior detectives or not. Give it a listen. After you're finished, I have a couple of additional thoughts I would like to share.
It was Saturday again, and Charlie was on the final rung of the ladder headed up to his office when he heard the laughing voice, "Hey, Charlie, I'm coming up." He didn't have to look to know that voice. It was Terry Clark, his new partner. Charlie helped her out a while back with a little problem she had with her math teacher. It turned out to be mostly a misunderstanding, but Charlie's advice saved the day. At least that's how Terry remembers it. Even better, they instantly connected. Terry hooking up with Charlie to help kids with their problems was the outcome. Charlie climbed the last step into the old treehouse and waited for Terry in the doorway. There she came, still a vision with gorgeous green eyes, a heart-stopping smile and auburn ponytail. She poked Charlie's arm as she slipped past him into his office. Before Charlie had a chance to turn around, Terry said, "You'll never guess what happened." Charlie took his usual seat on the old wooden box he had found in his grandmother's cellar as he said, "As excited as you are, it must be something pretty." "Well, it must be something." Terry perched easily on the edge of the small table in the corner of their office where Charlie's stuff was carelessly piled. "We have a new client," Terry excitedly said. "Here's the part you aren't going to believe. You know Jamie Bullock, right?" Charlie broke in, "Jamie is our new client?" "What's his problem?" Before Charlie had a chance to continue, Terry said, "Well, no, not exactly. Our client is not Jamie, it's his father." "Can you believe that? Jamie's father asked me if we would help Jamie." Charlie struggled to find some words for it. "An adult wanting them to help?" "No way," he finally stammered. "Yes way," and he offered to pay us. "He asked me what our usual fee is for helping kids." "Can you believe it? He wants to pay us?" Terry could hardly stay perched on the rickety table waiting for Charlie's take on her news. Charlie asked, "What's the deal? What's up with Jamie?" "He's an okay kid. I don't know him very well, but I talk with him sometimes. He seems okay to me." "What kind of problem could he have?" "What kind of problem could he have his dad would want to pay us to help with?" Terry was quieter as she said, "It's Tony and Tim Brown. Jamie is having a problem with them." Charlie just nodded as Terry continued, "Jamie's father talked with the twins' parents. It got better for a while, but they're back up to it. They don't bother Jamie at school but hassle him whenever they see him in the neighborhood and there aren't any adults around. They don't do anything real bad or anything. They tease him and, well, they just torment him. Jamie has gotten to where he doesn't want to walk back and forth to school and won't go outside anymore. He just stays in his house. His father is worried about him." Charlie glanced around the old treehouse, thinking about Terry's news. "He said, Tony and Tim are real jerks sometimes, but why would they hassle Jamie? They are 2 or 3 years older than he is. Why would they hassle a little kid?" Terry gave Charlie a little shrug as she said, "Who knows? The twins aren't very popular, they don't have many friends, none I know about. They are only a year older than Jamie. Jamie just seems a lot younger. They probably torment him because they are mean and like to see him get upset." Charlie said, It must be pretty bad if Jamie won't go out of his house and is afraid to walk to school. I know he's blind, but he gets around pretty good. I've seen him playing with his dog in his yard, and I see him sometimes on the way to and from school. I just rush by without saying anything to him most of the time. He doesn't seem very friendly. He never speaks. The two detectives didn't have any quick answers but agreed to think about Jamie and his problem. They would talk about it some more the next time they got together. It was Tuesday before Charlie and Terry had a chance to get together again. They were back in their office, Charlie sitting on the old box and Terry perched on the table in the corner. Terry said, "I saw Jamie's father at the Dairy Queen." He couldn't say much since Jamie was there too, but he asked if we were going to help with Jamie's problem. I told him we were thinking about it and would be having a meet about it soon. He only nodded since Jamie was coming back with his ice cream. They were both quiet for a while and then Charlie said, "I've been thinking about Jamie. I haven't tormented him or anything, but I haven't been very nice to him either. I act like it is his fault he doesn't speak when I rush by. It's like I expect him to say, 'Hi, Charlie. How are you?' or something. How is he supposed to know it's me or even if someone rushes by? It's pretty noisy along the street. No, I haven't been very nice. I'm feeling pretty bummed about that." Charlie could barely hear Terry when she said, "Me too. I haven't been very friendly either. I usually say, 'Hi,' as I rush by, but I doubt if he knows who I am or even hears me most of the time." Charlie said, "I haven't figured out anything to do about the twins, but I can be friendlier. We could both figure out how to be friendlier. That would be a start." Terry nodded and said, "We can at least do that much. I feel bad about how I have treated him too. We both see him every now and then. Maybe we can at least be friendlier when we see him." It was the next day after school and Charlie was rushing home to meet Terry in their office. He rushed past Jamie as usual, barely speaking. He suddenly stopped and turned to look at Jamie. He was making his way along the sidewalk, his cane tapping to help him find his way. As Jamie got closer, Charlie said, "Hi, Jamie." Jamie didn't answer but kept walking toward Charlie. For a moment, Charlie thought Jamie was ignoring him. He then remembered and said, "Hi, Jamie. It's Charlie Checker. Would you mind if I walked with you a while?" Later, Charlie was relating the story to Terry. She asked, "So what did he say?" Charlie said, "I think he was surprised. At first, all he said was, 'It's okay,' but we walked a while and I talked some about school and asked him what he thought about school. He didn't talk a lot, but when we got to his house, he tapped the mat his dad put on the sidewalk and said it was his house. I told him it was nice talking and he just said, 'Thanks for talking,' and went on into his house." Terry said, "That was nice, you telling him your name. Maybe he would be friendlier if we did it so he knew it was us." Over the next couple of weeks or so, Charlie and Terry didn't go out of their way to talk with Jamie but made a point to say, "Hi," whenever they saw him and always said who they were, even after Jamie seemed to recognize their voices. They did this at school as well as in the neighborhood. They didn't become best buds with Jamie or anything but enjoyed talking with him now and then. They still didn't have a solution for the Tony and Tim problem. It was another Saturday over a month after Jamie's father had first approached Terry. Charlie and Terry were relaxing in their office when they heard someone knocking on the ladder to the treehouse. "Charlie, Terry, are you up there?" Charlie went to the door to look down to see who was there. It was Jamie's father. He said, "May I come up for a minute? I have some business for us to finish up." Charlie said, "Sure," as he glanced over at Terry. They both wondered what Jamie's father could possibly want. With a little extra effort, Mr. Bullock made it up to their office where there was barely room for the three of them. He said, "I am here to thank the two of you and to pay you for the work you did. Jamie is getting along a lot better and even the Brown twins are not bothering him as much." Mr. Bullock went on to explain, Jamie is happier, and I think it is not as much fun as it was to torment him. The twins are still not very happy children, but at least they are mostly leaving Jamie alone. The best part is Jamie has made a friend. He and Robbie, the boy three houses down, are hanging around a lot and seem to enjoy each other. They play with Jamie's dog and like to spend time playing games and doing computer stuff. Jamie has things that talk to him or are marked so he can play. I don't know how it will work out, but I have my fingers crossed. Robbie is the first real friend Jamie ever had. Mr. Bullock swallowed a little and then said, "I am here to thank you. I don't know how you did it, but quite a few kids started speaking to Jamie and for some reason got in the habit of making sure he knew who they were each time they talked. It was a little thing, but Jamie got more comfortable and he now has a few kids he hangs with some. Not a lot, but some. I don't know how you did it, but whatever you did, it worked. I think the Brown twins started leaving him alone because he started ignoring them and not reacting when they hassled him. Anyway, Jamie is happy and so am I. How much do I owe you?" Terry looked at Charlie, who just nodded. Terry said, "You don't owe us anything, Mr. Bullock. We have enjoyed getting to know Jamie better. We don't hang around a lot or anything, but he is a nice kid. We are happy to know him better." Mr. Bullock fussed a little about paying them but finally said, "If you are sure, thank you. You made a lot of difference for Jamie. His mother and I truly appreciate everything you have done." He then carefully made his way back down the ladder. Neither Charlie nor Terry said anything for what seemed like a long time. Charlie finally just shook his head and said, "I don't know what we did, but I guess it worked out just dandy." Terry smiled and said, "Yep, just dandy."
Did you pick up on the couple of life's little lessons that are blended into the story? Charlie and Terry do have a way of teaching us things well worth knowing. From my perspective, the main learning point is how easy, how simple it is, how little we need to do sometimes to truly make a difference for people who make a difference to us. Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.